Alright, Shavuot will say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up top of page Kuf Lamed Hey. So remember again, the Mechaber here is talking about the interesting topic regarding Achrayis. When a person has, I shouldn't say Achrayis, that's the wrong word, authority. When a person has a position of authority, the Achrayis that brings with it. So paragraph Beis, Yeshna Achrayis Kidola Ksefov. When a person has a position of authority, there's an incredible achrayis responsibility that rests upon his shoulders. Kevan, shatzlocha sachaim shel bnei adam shetachtov, tuluya b'midah rabba b'hanhag b'hisnahagu. So, because for example, sometimes when a person has a position of authority, so they have to realize that the success of others rests upon their shoulders. L'mashal, hisnahaguso shel mora el ha-talmid, Tashbia l'chol orech chayef. This is an incredible use of a person as a teacher. So a teacher has to understand that the way he or she behaves will have an impact or can have an impact upon the student for the rest of their lives. L'tov o l'ra. Either in a beneficial or chas shalom in a detrimental way. Chas shalom. Pakid b'misrat memshalti. Now this is very interesting, because he's also broadening the scope of authority. So pakid b'misrat memshalti, someone who works in a government office, right? Someone in an important position in a government office. So that person could choose to help, or that person could choose to be a stumbling block. Psak dino shel shofet. The judge, when he issues his judgments, yochol hashpia lachayim o lamaves, has the ability to impact another for life or for death. Shoter yochol litzaer bechinam. An officer could go ahead and cause unnecessary difficulties, or could ultimately, again, somehow engage in life-saving activities. So again, the idea as to why, they will say, you're going to see why he's going into this topic. The reason he's going into this topic is because, remember, again, this all flows back. Remember what we're trying to do? We're trying to go ahead and take the three pillars of Emunah and to try to figure out the three pillars of Emunah, being everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, Akol L'tova, everything is for good. And there's a tachlis, there's a purpose in everything that happens in my life. So now he's trying to build that in to people who wield influence, to people who have positions of authority. Gimel, L'bal tafkid yish tzorech ba'avodas hamidos, yosir me'adam ragil. This is very profound. The reason why a position of authority sometimes is more difficult, because a person who is in a position of authority has a greater responsibility to be a bal midos tovos, to have good character traits, and his responsibility is greater than what we'll call a regular person. Why? Ki yesh lo nisyonos rabim umiguvanim shebli midos nalos lo yuchalam alem. Because any person in a position of authority is going to encounter incredible challenges that he will be unable to properly meet without proper character traits. Shahari b'chol rega, yesh lo b'chira. Ha'im lehitiv im b'nei adam o lahara lehem chas v'sholom. A person in a position of authority has a choice to make every single moment. Should he do good with others, or should he harm them? Im le'esnaig brachmonos o b'achzorius. Should he act in a compassionate way? Should he act in a cruel way? Im lase'es hanachos v'hatavos o chelo v'kadoma. Should he help people? You know, literally, hanachos v'hatavos. Should he do favors, right, and help people, or not? Im lase'es onesh chamor or kal. Should he give a serious punishment or a lesser punishment? O levater legamri ala onesh. Or should a person be forgiving altogether? V'chein yushil b'chira. Im lesnai b'derech eretz u'b'kavod al mishomin mulo. Furthermore, a person has a choice. Should he act with derech eretz and with honor to the person who stands opposite him? O lezalzel. O lehis aleim. O levazos also. Or should I go ahead and ignore the individual? Or mistreat him, degrade him, humiliate him? L'chein. Hutzarech yoser mikol adam lesnai b'yira shamayim. Ulechapes tamid ma ratzon Hashem b'chol hachlata v'hachlata v'ladas shabore yavo ito b'mishpat al hakol. This is an incredible yisod. So therefore, when a person is in a position of authority, recognizing how his decisions impact every other individuals, recognizing therefore that there is a greater need for him to act with proper midos tovos, and a person in position of authority before making a decision has to ask himself, what is the Ratzon Hashem? Now look at the next paragraph. Haklalhu, we bring this all together, he says, because the principle is, Shekasha yesh la'adam tafkid samchuti, hu tzarech liros azek kishlichos mishamayim, shurak tzinor shel Hashem. But a person has a position of authority, he has to understand that the Ribono shel Olam placed him in that situation for some intended purpose. So also remember, we saw this Gemara in Baba Basra, that the Gemara says that every leadership position is choreographed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even what? Remember the Gemara said, even the guy who's in charge of the irrigation of the fields, that he is appointed by the Ribono shel Olam. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts people in positions of authority because he feels that they have the ability to make a good impact. Being in a position of authority is a shlichus from the Ribono shel Olam. Lachin, yetiv im b'nei Adam, shevazeh mekayim shlichusam. Therefore, if I'm in a position of authority and I do good for others, I am being mekayim my shlichus. Im yiskab betafkido, on the other hand, if a person becomes a balgaiva, a person becomes arrogant in his position of authority, v'yachshov shuhu balabayis ala nesunim tachtov, and he thinks that he's in charge of those under him, he will stumble and he will be punished for this. So we'll say, it's an incredible yisod. Because understand, all of us are in positions of authority. So some of us may be in career positions of authority, but the truth is, if a person has a mishpacha, you're in a position of authority. Right, it may not be the absolute authority in your home. But at the end of the day, all of us have authority in different areas of life. Some of us in career, some of us in the world, some of us in community, some of us in home. Everyone exercises some level of authority. And so what the Mechaber is saying is, understand that a position of authority, wherever it is, the world, community, career, home, is a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono shel Olam has put me in that position. Why? For one simple purpose. Because it is through that position that I have the ability to positively benefit others. I have the ability, whoever those others are, my community, my co-workers, my mishpacha, my friends, whoever it may be. And therefore, before I make decisions in that capacity of authority, I have to remind myself, I am here because it is a shlichos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I ask myself one simple question, which is, what does the Ribono shel Olam want from me in this circumstance? And if I ask myself that question before exercising my authority, then ultimately, again, I'll use my authority to actualize my shlichus. I'll use my authority ultimately, again, to benefit others. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up last paragraph, Kuflamet Hey, on Tuesday.